prepare yourself. You're about to listen to Super Gamescast 64 with your host, Trey Mitchell, and your other hosts, Austin Guttery and Connor Reisenhoover.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, failure!
What is up, everybody, to another episode of Super Gamescast 64. I'm your host, Trey Mitchell, and we have Connor Reisenhoover here. Connor, how are you doing?
Doing well, Trey. How are you?
And we have Austin Guttery here. Austin, how are you doing?
Not great, Trey. Because for some reason, extremely low energy Trey is on with us tonight.
Very high energy right now.
Breaking news, Gatorade now has water.
That's what plants crave.
Propel?
No, they're just making electrolyte water.
I thought they already had that.
Yeah, that's Propel.
No, Propel has flavor in it. This is just water with no flavor.
Water with electrolytes, what the plants crave?
Okay, you're thinking of Brondo.
Yeah, that's from a movie.
No, it's not.
This is a video games podcast, sir.
You're right. It is a video games podcast. We're here talking about all the rude little dudes and the funny little guys. We'll maybe talk about that later. Maybe. It's just a thing we've been watching, me and Austin and Connor.
Yeah.
You know. It's a TikTok.
Yeah, it's a game theory.
It's a game theory.
Yeah, you guys leave me out of a lot of stuff.
So I'm sorry, Connor.
No, it's cool. You guys do your own thing.
Yeah. You know, we're just cool cats, and you know, sometimes there can only be two.
That's fair.
Well, Connor won't sign up for our video game social media platform that we created and have been trying to push.
It's
called Game.
Game.
But the vowels are removed, so
just GME, just GM.
Yeah,
goom.
But it's pronounced game.
Game, just goom.
Yeah, and you can re-game stuff, you know, and you can
read game stuff.
No, you re-game. Like if you like someone's game post that they, you re-game it, and then other gamers can see it. If you're on the site, you're called a gamer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can you use gamer words on this gamer app?
Certain ones. Not all of them. Not most of them, actually.
Not most of them, okay.
We run a tight ship at Game.
At Game.
Yeah.
New social media platform.
Yeah. And we're ad-free.
Okay.
The app is $45.
Jeez. What goes in that $45?
Keeping the
lights on?
Keeping the lights on over at Game headquarters.
GM headquarters.
Yeah.
Do you think General Motors is going to sue because we are GM?
No, but you can actually see, we went public the other day and you can see our stock. If you just go to GM on your Robinhood app.
Ooh. I hear Doge is doing pretty well.
You guys, I might be leaving this cast sometime soon because Doge is doing exceptionally well.
That's scary.
And I have...
How much money do you have on Doge?
I have 57,000 coins, which right now is worth $9,500. It got up to like 11K the other day because it was...
Why don't you take some of that out for old Papa? Old Papa Bear.
I have over the years.
Really quick, you can cut this out if you want. Did you listen to the crypto guy on Dumbzone the other day?
No, I did not. What did he say?
You should, because he discusses this exact sort of thing, and he talks about how he manages like crypto when he's making wins and how he like keeps growing his money. So,
I keep growing it by leaving it in there.
Well, his point is once he gets over like a 10 or a 20% return. Mm-hmm. Or I can't remember what it is. Once he like doubles what he made, he takes 10% out and puts it into something else. So that way the money's still working and he's still making money. And he's still like, he's not betting on the crypto that he's in, but he's able to diversify it a little bit more.
There you go.
So if I did that, I would have to take $9,495 out and put that somewhere else because I spent $5 on this.
Well, this is Super CryptoCast 64.
Let's run it back.
All the crypto.
Let's run it back.
Let's keep it. I like all this. We're going to keep it. But Connor, what we're going to do first, since we've been doing this first, since it's been working out for us, we're going to do the news.
Excellent.
And when we do the news, we need a news song. And is there like a crypto song? Is there like a cool kid crypto song?
No,
out there?
But I'm thinking hopefully there's like a Dune song, a Dune Part 2 song.
Part 2
Dune.
Song.
Just yell.
I could see that movie.
Yeah,
also.
I could just shout as loud.
Just yell at the little
Games
thingy.
Games.
No,
Connor, give me a Sonic song.
Speed of Sound.
There is only one that you're going to know. So
yeah, we've done that like 50 times.
Well, it's because it's a classic. So if he wants to do it, he can.
Okay, how about you do Green Hill Zone?
Can that even be done?
Yeah, like that tune. Why did you uncircumcise my roller?
When this comes out.
He has like one of those rollers. He's hitting you with it now. And the little middle part, the little lipstick is out.
Now it honestly just looks like a war mace.
It does, yeah.
What's the song? Big thunder outside.
It is a little thundery.
All right, just do a song so we can do the
song.
News.
Okay, all right. Wait. Cut this part out. I'm trying to remember.
No, we're going to keep all this.
Remember how this
what
goes.
Is happening?
I don't know, dude.
Did someone, Doomed. Michael Jordan, steal your, or Space Jam steal your ability to make music?
You can't make music anymore.
It's Gamescast news for you and me. We got Connor and Trey with stories. Here they come down the pike. We've got the stories. Here they come. It's Gamescast news.
What's that? What's
today.
That from?
I'll let you figure it out. We'll just wait. It'll hit you at some point. Same thing I said last week.
I think it's an anime song.
Okay.
I'll tell you at the end of the show.
That's for fun. Yeah, if you can guess it by the end of the show.
Can I keep
nothing will
back,
happen,
please?
But we'll be proud of you.
Trey took my medicinal roller for...
Medicinal?
Yeah, my back hurts.
No more.
Nintendo won a $2.4 million lawsuit against a Switch emulator named Yuzu, and now it's going to have to shut down.
They asked him to shut it down, right? And they refused, so they took him to court, correct?
Yes, this one's interesting. So Yuzu is a free Switch emulator that was released in 2018. But it got all the way up to allowing you to play Tears of the Kingdom on your phone.
Yeah.
Or like, so it was a legit...
I think Nintendo has an unwritten internal policy of kind of being like, we don't like, emulators where you can play Pokemon Red and Blue. We'll get you, but they don't actually do anything because it's not worth their time. This one was definitely worth it. They're definitely losing money because of this, which...
Well, also, I think to protect your copyrights and stuff, you do actually have to, fight them occasionally.
Which is why I think they do go after, this ROM site where they're playing Doki Doki Panic. We'll get you, and then that counts as defending... This, I think they had a vested interest in actually going after these guys.
They had numbers on sales too, right?
Yeah.
Tears of the
Kingdom. Well, because they said it was... Oh, we'll get to those, yeah.
Oh, we'll get to them.
We'll get to
them. The interesting thing is just I think Nintendo treats stuff like this as please don't make me write you a ticket. Please don't make me have to come after you. But when you are actively letting people play Tears of the Kingdom for free, you can't... That can't be a thing.
Well, they
heard they opened a store. That company almost opened a Nintendo store. No. They were going to do a Nintendo Online, but quickly shut it down because how illegal it was.
Is this a Japanese entity? Where are these people based?
Maybe.
I am not sure. But what I am seeing is they have commented. They said piracy was never our intention. We believe the piracy of video games on video game consoles should end. Effective today, we'll be pulling our code repositories, discontinuing our Patreon and Discord servers, and soon shutting down our websites. Which kind of is just what was the point of this to begin with? Thought, why don't we take money to make this thing? You set up a Patreon so that we could make... a thing to illegally play.
Right. This was just straight up stealing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They had Metroid Prime 4 on there.
Wow.
Yeah, Pikmin 5. Mario Odyssey 3.
Nintendo claimed in the lawsuit that Tears of the Kingdom was pirated 1 million times.
That's a lot of money lost to Nintendo, if it's true. But those are people who may not have bought the game to begin with. But still, it's a lot of money gone. Mm-hmm.
I think Kirk was on that. I don't want to spend that much money on a game. Kirk was like that, I bet.
Is Kirk a street vagrant from the late 1800s?
He is now. Is Kirk a big pirater?
No.
Okay.
Kirk's a consumer.
He does play Skull and Bones or whatever that new pirate game is.
R. So yeah, good for Nintendo.
Well, so here's what they put in their lawsuit. They said, today, Yuzu provides any internet user in the world with the means to unlawfully decrypt and play virtually any Nintendo Switch game, including current generation and most popular games, without ever paying a dime to a Nintendo for a console or for that game.
What were they claiming was the legality of this? Were they like, oh, it's just a repository for the codes to these full games. Like, we're not giving them away, but you can just download. I don't know, what was their justification for this?
I believe it was a code repository thing, so okay. Yes.
Which is not even really like a thing.
Yeah, I don't really know how that even hold up in court. Like, this is not even a, what's it called? Like, it's not a, hey, we're trying to keep
preserve.
Games. Yeah, we're keeping games alive.
Yeah, I understand that. I think emulators are good for, you know, old games that Nintendo has no intention of, you know, releasing ever again.
What's the legal deal with emulators versus ROMs? It's like you can trade. It's like it's legal to have and give away an emulator, but not the ROMs, or one of the other, or the other way around, something like that. So I wonder if they were trying to get away with that.
I think it's the first. I think you can have the emulator. Like, you can have the ability to emulate stuff, but you can't give away ROMs because ROMs are the actual code within a game. Like, technically, an emulator is just a way
uses
to
emulators.
Play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they have emulators on their system.
Mm-hmm.
They're cool with them using it. But you can't.
Correct.
Austin, you can't use it.
Trey, another win for capitalism as Electronic Arts cut more than 670 workers this week.
Thank God.
We're shifting. We're pivoting. This is now a pro-capitalism podcast. And we are happy that EA is now making a fraction.
Everyone needs to cut out these woke employees.
Right.
Who are just making Luke Skywalker gay and putting black people in my Mass Effect. Get rid of them. We need to make sure that the shareholders are getting their due.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The white shareholders.
The white shareholders, mainly. We need to make sure, these corporations are making a lot of money.
What's their reasoning for this?
Well, first off, we'll start with this real quick. They're laying these people off because they're moving away from the development of future licensed IP, and we do not believe it will be successful in our changing industry. Instead, it will focus on owned IP, sports, and massive online communities.
I do like that. I do like that they're going to be moving towards more original properties.
Well, this is the exact opposite thing that they said like a year ago.
Right. I think that they don't know what they're doing.
No way. Yeah, I don't think these companies know what they're doing.
I think everybody is out of disposable income and all these companies are seeing their revenue go down and they're all panicking for what to do.
I think it's a lot of things. I think it's that. I think just the industry is not sustainable right now because these games are so expensive to make now with all the assets and how big they need to be and just the, you know, the resources they have and, you know, prices and game prices and how the industry is now. It's not feasible to make these humongous big budget games.
Yeah. But it's going through an industry shift and the, you know, huge studio making mega massive games is going away, but
yeah.
And this is just EA reacting to that.
Yeah.
Well, the other issue that they have is this is a giant corporate company who's not interested in giving someone enough time to create a new IP. Like,
right.
They do want they want to sell IPs that already exist so that they can make money as fast as possible while also saying, yeah, but we don't want to do anything that's we have to license. Like, we want to make the IP.
It's a risk. It's a risk.
Which is hilarious to me.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, like, some of their best games last year, like, Jedi Survivor was a really big game that people really liked.
Yeah,
I need to play those. I've played a little bit of the first one. They're pretty cool.
Like, the second one made people's top 10 list, like several websites' top 10 lists of games last year. So it's not like they're not being well received.
But how well did that sell?
Money. Yeah, that's a good point. Let me see if I can find it really quick.
Like, just because something pops off and is cool for a little bit doesn't mean it's people are buying enough of it to justify the huge production cost.
Well, I think even like Spider-Man, I think we talked about this last week. I think Spider-Man made, it sold a ton of copies, but it didn't make its you know, revenue, just how expensive that game was. And I think that's just the issue is, like, it doesn't matter how many sales these games get and how much money, it's just not.
But why are these games so expensive? What are they putting into?
It's the big assets. It's big assets. It's all
big asses.
Asses. Big old asses. Spider-Man's big old
dump truck.
Like,
what are they putting into these that indie developers are not putting into their games, but they're selling?
It's the fidelity. Fidelity, it's the scale.
Why are they putting energy into that when honestly, people don't seem to care anymore? Like, something like Valheim or Pal World cost, a few million to make each?
Yeah.
If even that. And they each sold, you know, tens of millions of copies.
Sure.
And they're probably making way more than Spider-Man.
Yeah, I mean, that's something you need to look at. I think that's something companies should look at.
Yeah, I think it's just there's a bloated production cost somewhere along the way where they're adding stuff that is making the game marginally better. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, there's reflections in the windows. Whereas Minecraft looks like shit, but it's infinitely more fun to play than Spider-Man 2.
Well, reflections in the windows is the only reason I play any games.
Yeah, I agree too.
I disagree with you.
I know you're trying to... Hold on, Connor. I'm sorry, Connor. We're talking over each other a little bit. I was just going to say, I disagree that Spider-Man is not fun, Austin.
I didn't say it wasn't fun.
Game, but I'd mentioned when I was playing the game like a few months ago, you go into the theme park. They have there's just like one chapter where you're in an amusement park, and you could go anywhere in that amusement park and see very detailed, like, you go over to the concession stand and there's very detailed stuff over there, and it's like, you really don't need that, but it's there because it looks good and this is a high production game. It's like there's maybe too much of that. It's a little too flashy. It's a little too glut of resources, and we can maybe cut that back a little bit, as a wise man once said.
Wow, he's owned it and accepted it.
I always owned it.
No, you always tried to distance from that.
All right, Connor.
I was just gonna say, I don't have the full sales numbers, but Jedi Survivor became April's best-selling game last year, like in two days.
Yeah,
so it's not like it didn't sell.
They're gonna keep Jedi Survivors, I think, but they've canceled. I think you were gonna mention the games they did cancel.
I wasn't, but you can go ahead.
Oh, they did cancel a Star Wars game. It was supposed to be like a single player,
first person, I believe.
Yeah, like Mandalorian kind of game. And that's the thing too, is like these single player games, they don't know how to, you know, make people stay. They're one time investments. People aren't going to be putting money into single player games.
Well, Trey, EA must have lost a ton of money last year, right?
I doubt it.
That's probably. They're probably letting these people go because they're financially hurting. But
look up their revenue.
Unfortunately, I did, and they made $5.8 billion in gross profit.
Well, that's not enough to pay those workers.
You're right. Well, they earned a record $1.712 billion last year in live service games. So, they're hurting for money, Austin.
They really are. They're hurting.
Yeah. So.
Just like Trey is about to be.
I don't see it here, Connor, but I know there is a story because I was listening to a podcast about Capcom. If you want some good news, I guess Capcom has actually, are paying their workers more. And there's, they're actually doing some good with workers. And they're actually putting money they've made into their from their games into helping people that work there.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah. I am also going to bet. Well, I do wonder if it's different because that is a Japanese owned company.
Well, yeah, because remember we had the big story, just a few months ago about Nintendo giving everyone raises across the board, right?
I believe so.
So maybe it's just a Japanese thing. Looks like we're moving to Hokkaido, Trey.
Let's go.
Xbox had a March partner preview.
See, I didn't see this, so I know you.
You didn't see this,
Trey. I'm going to tell you a couple games that they showed off, and you just tell me.
Let's hear it.
On a scale of 1 to I need to see a doctor, how erect are you?
Ooh, Can't wait.
Yeah, how many hours did your erection last?
So the first thing they announced, Final Fantasy 14 is getting an Xbox Series X release date. Trey.
I don't know much about Final Fantasy 14.
Well, it's an online game.
I know it's an online MMORPG. But I do need to get Rebirth because I did like Final Fantasy 7 Remake. And I mean,
well, Trey, that's
going to
be hard. You're
30-something.
Really
I'm sorry?
So it's going to be hard for you to get Rebirth. You're 30-something.
No one can get rebirthed.
That was the joke.
It's not funny.
Oh, okay.
It was a non-funny joke.
Marking this one.
Never mind.
Dumb joke.
Capcom announced a game called Kunitsugami Path to the Goddess.
I'm erect. Go on.
It is an action strategy game set in Japanese mythology-inspired worlds.
Oh, Austin, you love Japanese mythology-inspired worlds.
I hate Japan.
World. Okay.
I'm never going to move to Hokkaido.
Okay.
This is a game I think actually Trey is interested in. Trey, tell me what you know about The Sinking City.
I've heard of that. I don't know what that's about, though. Is that like Lovecraft shit?
Yes, it is.
Yes,
they announced
okay.
The Sinking City 2,
yes.
And it's a survival horror game.
Yes, I've heard of that.
Now, wasn't he a big racist
he
guy?
He was a racist guy.
And we're making
but we
games
don't
about it?
Really go he, into that.
I guess
much.
If you're from, like, the 19th century, it's
well, I know
cool.
That show Lovecraft Country
was
right?
About
it was about kind of
racism
that.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah,
he kind of pioneered a genre. So a lot of the times when people are talking about Lovecraftian, they're talking about a genre, not necessarily his
right.
Racist views. No, they're talking about a genre. So it's not just his works. There are other works around what he wrote
right.
That people took and expanded upon to make a larger universe.
Mm-hmm.
Trey, Persona 3 Reload expansion pack. Tell me all
that's
you want.
That's a Connor Reisenhofer joint. Connor, tell me about Persona 3 remap.
It's just new content for Persona 3 Reload.
Nice.
Trey, tell me everything you know about the Stalker trilogy, because it's coming to Xbox.
Stalker is...
You work at a Kroger, right, overnight, and you have to put Cheerios and cigarettes on the shelf?
Stalker is... the kind of Russian game. It's like survival horror Russia.
Yes,
Chernobyl.
The games are called Shadow of Chernobyl, Clear Sky, and Call of Pripyat.
Pripyat.
We getting a Putin game anytime soon?
Hell yeah, brother.
Let's see if there's anything else that's even worth talking about. Because basically they just announced some stuff that's coming that may be cool, I guess, in theory. But nothing's like immediately cool.
So this... Little spattering of a few games.
What about Chucky Comes to Roblox, Trey?
Like, from Child's Play, Chucky?
Or from
that
Rugrats?
That is correct.
Oh.
Child's Play?
Yeah.
Chucky's coming to Roblox in a game called Griefville Survive the Nightmare.
Is Chucky the lamest slasher horror villain?
No.
No.
What do you think it is, Austin? Because I have a...
Maybe Jigsaw.
I think FNAF at Freddy's is probably...
Yeah,
I was
going to
say
bad.
It's probably the Leprechaun.
Yeah, that Leprechaun's
yeah, okay,
pretty
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
That's just me. Maybe it just... I'm not scared of Irish people, so maybe that's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Jennifer Aniston, that was her big break.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were going to tell me Jennifer Aniston is Irish and I should be afraid of her.
She might be.
Trey, really quick, look up and see if Jennifer Aniston is Irish.
Is...
He is looking up right now. He is closing several tabs of what can only be described as illegal hentai.
Jennifer Aniston was born in Sherman Oaks, California, to actors John Aniston and Nancy Dow. Her father was Greek and her mother was English, Irish, Scottish, and Italian.
Okay, so there you go.
A
She's
little
Irish.
Bit Irish.
So Connor hates her.
He hates Jennifer Aniston.
No, I said I'm not scared of the Irish.
Oh,
that was,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. He says they should all go back to their
yeah,
own.
Yeah, he really didn't like...
I just call them potato eaters.
Okay.
He went to the Statue of Liberty and scratched out that part.
Uh-huh.
That says, bring us your potato eaters.
He said, no Irish need apply.
Yeah.
Austin, Frostpunk 2. Frostpunk 2 is coming to PC Game Pass this summer.
Finally. I've been waiting for this for years.
And you don't even have to pay for it. That's even the best part.
Really?
You don't gotta
yeah,
because
it's coming to Game Pass.
One of the most stressful games I've ever played.
Not only is it stressful, but it's like, make the worst decisions you possibly can. Like, nothing is going well. It's just horrible.
It's same. Like, are you killing the children or are you, like, letting people starve?
It's like a trade simulator.
How so? How is
just
it?
The worst decisions you can make. And you make.
Oh, those, yeah. How can you make your life just tumble down faster?
Exactly.
Until
yeah.
it just ends.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, sad, July 24th.
Very excited.
Yeah, July 24th. I know you like Frostpunk, so
I gave up on Frostpunk too, so it's exciting to see this storming back.
Apple deleted Epic's developer account from iOS.
Because of their little spat.
Epic, in a new blog post, Epic shared a letter sent by Apple's lawyers describing the gaming company as, quote, verifiably untrustworthy.
Mm.
Huh, I wonder why.
Saying that Epic's prior actions meant that it could not be trusted to comply with the developer agreement, and as a result, Epic says that its plans to release a third-party app store on iOS are paused due to Apple terminating its developer account.
Hmm.
It's a little childish spat between those
two companies.
It kind
of is childish.
Yeah.
Well, we're taking you off our market.
Okay, so I would also say it is weird for Apple to just allow a thing on their own app store that allows you to purchase other games through their app store.
Yeah. And they're taking a chunk off the top, right?
Yeah, they don't even let you do that on Steam.
Right.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But everyone loves their little iPhones and their blue text bubbles.
Yeah, everyone loves them.
But, so, they have to allow this in Europe. So,
Europe is the digital savior of all of our devices.
Say digital?
Digital. They're forcing Apple to do things left and right that they like won't do because they're making...
So, in the wake of Apple being forced to open up the App Store to comply with a Digital Markets Act, the DMA, that's happening there. The U.S. is allowing Apple to do this for now.
No so way.
Maybe we'll get another giant corp v giant corp fight in the middle of the public square.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
It's Blade Runner coming to life.
So I don't actually care about any of those, and there is no winner that I care about in any of those, but what is fun is in the discovery phase and in the litigation where they get really petty and release emails and you just like stuff about the internal goings on.
That,
like the Microsoft thing, for example.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Who
that was
left
fun.
Who left what thumb drives where and what kind of underage sex parties were on what
okay,
sort of thing.
We need to bring
that clear.
Back. We need to
there
bring
were
that
no,
back.
There was nothing underage on his... on
it was
his...
barely legal.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
but you know
but it
what?
It was legal.
What's the second word
reset?
In barely legal?
Can we reset... For people who don't know,
I think you can.
This is Randy Pitchford, right?
Randy
that
Pitchford.
Is correct.
At Medieval Times Dallas.
Yeah, and who is Randy Pitchford?
He is Games Man from Gearbox?
Gearbox.
Is he's not still in charge, though, I don't think.
I don't think so, no.
But he left a USB drive at Medieval Times Dallas with secret game files of unreleased content and stuff,
a lot
right?
of like business stuff from Gearbox,
and then also images from his peacock parties.
Yes,
which
no,
were where...
you're okay. Now you're confusing two stories. Let me just
okay.
Do
wait,
it.
Yeah,
I'll just do it. So,
what
Randy...
are the peacock parties?
So, okay, Randy Pitchford left a USB at Medieval Times Dallas, which contained some files from Gearbox, as well as some illicit videos of a woman pleasuring herself.
Okay. Boring. Right.
Barely.
He
legal.
Then went on a magic podcast, not Magic the Gathering, but Sleight of Hand Magic, to talk about how, hey, it was totally legal, it was barely legal, but it was legal, she's of age, it's fine. The peacock parties thing is because he and his personal lawyer got into a pissing contest when he fired him, and the lawyer talked about how he would have peacock parties, which were, I think, swinger parties or close to swinger parties on his own little yacht or boat. So there you go.
All right.
Randy Pitchford lives a wild life.
We should have him on.
We really should.
Trey, I'm going to give you the floor so you can eulogize Rooster Teeth.
Yeah, they're
red,
gone.
And red versus blue.
I don't have a huge affinity for Rooster Teeth. I think a lot of my I like them because I've liked things that are Rooster Teeth adjacent.
Okay.
But yeah, that sucks. Because I know Screw Attack back in the day, they were Rooster Teeth adjacent, because Rooster Teeth had their own kind of convention, and they were kind of, so I guess, I forgot what the company was, but they absorbed Rooster Teeth, and they absorbed Screw Attack back in the day. You know, Screw Attack had SGC and a whole bunch of...
Had the angry video game nerd.
Yeah, they had like, you know, it was kind of a breeding ground for like a lot of big YouTubers back in the day. And I know a lot of people that worked at Screw Attack moved over to Rooster Teeth. And I know Kind of Funny was affiliated with Rooster Teeth somehow. I know Mega 64 had a really good relationship with them. So yeah, I've kind of known them ancillary from other things. But yeah, that's a really good picture of Aang you just
way...
drew.
What?
That's a really good picture of Aang you just drew.
Hey,
Aang.
Can you focus on the podcast,
yeah,
please?
Can we... I want to hear about how much you love Red versus Blue.
I never watched Red versus
you...
Blue.
I knew people who were way...
Oh yeah, I bet.
Way too much.
That was the precursor to Skibidi Toilet.
Say it again.
Precursor to Skibidi Toilet.
You said Scurvy Turlet.
Scurvy
first
Toilet.
like a grandfather's
Scurvy Toilet.
Hey, all you kids living in the... You're into Scurvy Turlet, right? Yeah, granddad.
Rip to Rooster Teeth.
Yeah, they're going.
Yeah,
this is
Warner Brothers.
WB. Warner Brothers,
yeah, Warner Brothers Discovery is shutting them down.
Warner Brothers has been just doing really well now these days, you know?
I bet if we went and looked at how much they made last year, they probably lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
You're being
sarcastic,
right? Trace.
That's a joke.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Warner Bros. Sucks. Dude, I don't know. I'm getting real like depressed with how just everything is slowly crumbling around us. Like all the entities that, you know, were kind of these, oh, this is interesting. These creators are creating things and there's, you know, people are making a living doing what they want, and then it's, oh, we sold it to, you know, this company, and then it's just crushed. Like, it happened to, you know, Giant Bomb, and just happening to everybody. I mean, it happened to the people from Remap. I mean, it's just everything. It's
yeah,
like every entity we've enjoyed is just
we're
dying.
Reaching the end of growth in entertainment media,
yeah.
Basically. Just like too much butter spread over toast.
Okay. Yeah.
There's nowhere else for these companies to keep growing. The markets are so oversaturated, but the profits have to keep growing, and so they're panicking and just smashing things for quick profits.
What happens when nothing grows? What happens when they've cut everything to the bone and nothing grows?
1929 is what happens.
Well,
there's
Trey,
a huge depression.
Luckily, with AI, people are going to be freed up to do more of the stuff that they want to do.
It's true.
That's what I keep hearing from AI, big AI folks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like what?
Actually,
more?
Honestly, the best thing that can come out of AI is going to be UBI.
If that happens.
I actually agree with you. I've listened to some more stuff and some more predictions, Austin. I do think UBI is a thing that's going to happen.
Yeah, it'll have to UBI? If we're not going to be eating, you know, the executives of Warner Brothers.
Eating
well,
them?
Yeah, when we have no money for food.
Here's the way you sell it to companies, too, is like, hey, you know what UBI means? It means more spending power for the average person, which means they're going to buy your crap that you're making.
But we're eventually going to have to get beyond spending and buying and consuming. Like, that's
sure.
Only to perpetuate companies, but once we get to a point where things are so automated that we're getting universal income, people will just stop working and... buying things.
Probably the case, but universal basic income is at least a precursor on the way to
it's the in-between on the way to Star Trek world.
And it'll happen at a state level before it happens at a federal level. Like California will be the first ones probably to try it.
There are already areas doing it, which gives me hope that we will transition into that as automation becomes the norm. And we won't have to have a bloody revolution where we eat Warren Buffett.
Anyway, hey, stay hard.
What do you think Warren Buffett
Rooster
tastes
teeth.
Like?
What's the place he always goes to that he owns part
not
of?
Not sure.
Shoney's?
Dairy Queen? He's going to be my hunger buster. You know what I'm saying, Trey? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay, stop it.
The main character of the internet this week in video game world was Sweet Baby Inc.
Okay, yeah.
We have to talk about this.
Yeah. Austin, I don't think Austin knows.
I don't think I know. I'm fairly
offline.
This
is something I sent to Connor. I've only known it because I'm... What is it called when you, like, love pain, Connor?
Okay, masochist. Hold on. Actually, I want to read this text from Trey, because I shared it with one of my coworkers, and he thought it was hilarious. So, hold
okay.
on. So, Trey texts me today, Austin.
Yes, as he usually does.
And he says... Let me find it. So, first off, he sent me some stuff, and he sent me this story, and I looked at it. And then he sent me the phrase... I think listening to their bad takes, he's talking about a very conservative video games podcast, is the only way I can feel anything anymore. He then followed it up with, I can only make it about 30 seconds, but those 30 seconds are better than any drug or sex could possibly be.
Who was this tweet from?
It's not a tweet. That is a text from Trey to me.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is him describing, he's basically listening to like, the Blaze Media of video games coverage,
uh-huh.
And yeah. That's the only way he can feel anymore.
Well,
it's the only way.
You used to watch that what was it, the left can't meme or
yeah,
whatever
yeah,
that
the
guy.
Right can't meme, yeah.
You really just love that like cringy thrill of.
I guess I do.
Conservative media.
I just yeah, it's just so like smug and we're the cool guys now.
Trey
and...
is keeping Gutfeld in business.
I am. It's so smug and so assured of itself. And
anyway, let me give you the
story. We're the punk rockers now.
So Sweet Baby Inc. Is a company that gets hired out. It's a media consulting firm. And a lot of what they do is give extra hands for contracted writing on video games and maybe mm-hmm. some marketing strategies and things like that. Some of the big games that they've been on, they were on God of War. They did some stuff for Spider-Man. They've done some stuff for Alan Wake 2. So they're a big... They're a company that big projects come to when they need some help on writing stuff. Recently, okay. People have created a Discord group and have been searching out all of the games that Sweet Baby Inc. has been a part of because they believe that Sweet Baby Inc. is infiltrating those games with diversity and inclusion. And that it's their fault that there are more black characters in games, that there are
more
gay characters
games.
In games. Exactly.
Why is that always the only complaint of these people is that there are black people in things? It's like it's not even... It's so unabashedly just racist uh-huh. to be like, wokeness. Like, they're not even bringing up a legitimate point.
I guess... An argument would be on their side is that they're taking more precedent in being inclusive than writing a good story, which I totally disagree with.
Well,
I
would also
think
say
that's
that
what it would.
A good story is an opinion, right? So it's like,
right.
Maybe you didn't think it was a good story, but to the fill in the blank minority person who's playing this game, they probably got something out of it that you didn't get.
Right.
And maybe it's
yeah.
a thing white people don't, and I am a white person saying this, but a thing that white people don't really get is like, not all media is for you.
Mm-hmm. It used to be 60
yes.
years ago and people are still stuck in that mindset.
So there is an idea there's an idea inherent to a lot of white people that like, everything I watch, listen to, read, or play needs to be for me and me alone.
Yeah, and something can be for you, but also have parts that are for other. But I also think like, so that one podcast I may or may not listen to clips of, they would be like, oh, who is this? Oh, okay, I guess we're getting this demographic now, this demographic. Oh, that little small demographic. Well, you know, also it's not just for representation of you know, making people feel included. I think it's also like to make people who aren't exposed to those kind of people kind of realize, oh, this is another perspective I haven't thought of. You know, I legitimately think if we have more, you know, black characters, gay characters, trans characters in movies and TV and games, it's going to make that more normalized. And then you're not a homophobe going into college. It's like, oh, okay, I understand. I get it, you know? And I think maybe that's what they don't want, the people who are against it.
So I have two things on that. One, yeah. I want to refer to a story that we did either last week or the week before, and it was the GLAAD survey of video games and video gamers, in which they found that the amount of queer individuals in the U.S., because I think that's where they did the survey, is not represented by the amount of queer characters in games.
Right.
So they're not the same. So the people complaining like, oh, this is too woke, there's too many of these types of characters, actually by the demographics of people who play games, that's not the case. They're underrepresented.
Trey, I think you're giving the companies a little too much credit. I think, yes, there are people on those artistic teams who are
I guess
like,
I'm thinking about more of the artists.
Right.
Creating,
I think they genuinely are like, I want to be inclusive and expressive of, you know, the actual makeup of our society. Whereas I think the companies who are pushing this only do so because they have calculated they will lose less money from conservative people going away than they would, you know, if they had just like an all-white audience.
And right.
30 years ago, they calculated, like, we make more money if we target our, you know, lily white audience, basically.
Because I don't think most normal people care. And I mean that in, like, I don't think normal people care that, like, you know, Spider-Man 2. The whole thing with the deaf girl, and there's a little part, and it's a side quest, and you play as her for, like, 15 minutes. And that's cool. You know, I'm not someone who finds that offensive, and it's like, oh, cool, this is interesting. You know, it's a cool little story though. It helps Miles' character, and it's interesting. And like, oh yeah, cool. I don't really care. And it's good. It's good. It's in there. Like, I'm not gonna not buy that game because of that little thing. And I think that's most normal people are gonna look at that and be like, yeah, cool.
Were there people mad there was a deaf girl?
Yeah.
How far up your own ass do you have to be like, including a deaf person is now woke?
Deaf black girl. And I guess like... You know,
oh, you didn't mention she was black.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so. I retract my statement.
Yeah, and I guess people are mad at Alan Wake for making one of the characters black. I mean, but it's like they've been doing this kind of stuff forever. Like, we were joking about Lord of the Rings earlier, the Arwen, you know, they Arwen in the movies, they, she's not in the books that much, but they put a female, and I think that's fine. You know, it's what the story you want to tell, and and even if it is like, okay, we maybe should have a little bit more diversity, I think that's fine too.
Who cares? It's all fake.
I would like to posit that it is okay for a giant, soulless capitalistic company to luck into a worldview in which it makes more sense to include people than it does to exclude them.
Yes.
It's like a positive symptom of them calculating which demographics they would get more money from and that the games are more inclusive now.
Yeah, but people are upset. So, Connor, go on with the story.
Well, the point was this is a Kotaku article. The journalist interviewed someone who works for Sweet Baby Games, and they basically just asked them about it. And the point that the Sweet Baby Games employee made was that they are attempting to tell good stories, and where they can put some diversity in, they do. And it's not that that's their goal going into it, but if they see, hey, maybe we can add a character here, they will.
Yeah, or this character's underwritten, maybe. We need to do some more research.
And guess what? Hiring someone else out to write some parts of your game can actually provide a deeper thing. Like, if you're writing the overall story of a 60-hour game, you're not going to be able to write every single character. So giving something off to a black writer or a gay writer or a Hispanic writer can provide them with a deeper context for a character that's going to be in the game. Like, it doesn't just have to be like, I remember when people were upset that Angraboda was black. Do you remember that? In God of War?
Who?
Angraboda?
Oh, yeah, yeah. People were definitely, upset.
That was a huge deal, because they were like, this is a Norse character, so you have to be white.
Yeah, and it's like,
and guess what?
Like,
it didn't matter.
Yeah. Who cares?
The game, it didn't matter. There were two blue dwarves. Do you think people cared about that? No. Anyway, it's just annoying. And the people complaining probably weren't going to play those games anyway, if we're being completely honest.
No, of course not. Of course not. They're not playing those games.
They weren't.
They like Mario because it's non-political.
Well, he's Italian. He's technically a minority.
So
yeah, you're right. Damn it. Yeah.
50 years ago, they wouldn't have played those games.
No.
And also, he's Pan.
I would like to... I would like to just end with a little positivity in that you said you think most normal people, most everyday average people look at stuff like that and don't care. And I think
more like don't care. Like
they see it as normal. Yeah, they're like, oh, this is
normal. It's fine. I'm cool with this.
Yeah. Well,
I could find a little bit of the Huffington Post podcast lady a little annoying at times in Spider-Man, a little bit annoying, but I am cool with it. It's whatever. It's all right. Okay, you're laying it on, but whatever. It's cool. It's fun. It's a great game. I'm cool with all of it.
Oh, my point was just that my wife works with middle schoolers, and like these attitudes are reflected even more so in that like most of those people just see other kids and are just as annoyed by other kids as we were of other kids at that age. Yeah. But they are way more open and accepting to like a lot of things. So
that's cool. That's all. That's good to know.
That's all.
That's good to know.
Good for the kids.
Good for the kids.
Hey, Trey, what you been playing?
Still on Tears of the Kingdom. I think I did the underground stuff, completed all the underground stuff, got that big old
Harriet Tubman
mecha. Little suit. Yeah, Harriet Tubman did. Tubman did.
You don't even know who Harriet Tubman is, do you?
She is. She made a tub.
she's a man who made a tub.
She's a man who
made
a tub. That's
a joke that Trey stole from History of the World Part 2.
I've not seen that, so I didn't steal it. I just came up with it because I am just like Mel Brooks.
There Jewish? You
go. I am Jewish, in a way. I think I want to find the Hylian shield and then beat the game at this point.
Austin, check your notes. How many more games does he have to beat this year?
Don't need to check the notes.
Trey pulled... Trey likes yanking stuff out of my hand.
I do.
All right. Games.
I mean, I got... This would be 2 out of 30. I got 3 Spyro games I can play. Don't worry.
How many weeks do we have left in the year? Someone calculate.
That's a lot of math. I can't do that.
All right. Limbo, Metroid Prime Remastered, Cocoon. Dave the Diver has been crossed off because you said you're not playing it. Cocoon. Neon White, Cocoon. Alan Wake 2, PAL World, Dead Space, Cyberpunk, Death Stranding.
Trey's actually not going to play Alan Wake 2 now that we talked about.
Right. Too woke.
Yeah.
Too much.
It's not happening, Trey. Give it up. You're not playing 30 games in 30 or in the
whole
year.
Honestly, the best you could hope for is a game a month.
I'm motivating you.
Thank you. I got 3 Spyro the Dragon games I could play.
You're letting... Here's a good quote for life, but it also applies to this scenario. You're letting perfect get in the way of great. You don't need to 100% platinum every game. You don't need to get every single thing in the Underground Zelda. Just beat the game. Move on to...
Maybe Alan Wake, maybe Cyberpunk. I'm thinking either or.
Trey, I'm gonna
pick one and do it.
I'm gonna hit you with another quote. Comparison is the thief of joy.
Ooh.
I'm gonna give you a little quote. Do or do not. Or no, you know what?
Okay, no, you're the mind killer.
Do or do not. There is
Do the entire litany of fear.
Fear is the mind killer. That's what it is.
Fear is the little death. Yeah, whatever.
Well, you do it, Mr. Dune.
No, Dune 2.
Okay, so you're...
Austin and I did go see Dune 2.
You're still puttering around Tears of the Kingdom. What else are you playing?
That's it.
Okay. Austin, what about you?
First off, I'd like to start with a mini news story that wasn't big enough for news, but I'd like to include it.
Oh, News Junior.
Not even. This is News Junior preborn. Status.
Oh, okay.
It's a frozen embryo.
Lady Jessica's baby.
Yeah, this is the Aaliyah Atreides of news.
You wouldn't get it, Connor.
Two of my favorite things are crossing over, you guys.
Okay. Oh, history, etymology and history?
No, that show is coming soon. Season 2.
Okay,
sure.
No. Overwatch and Cowboy Bebop.
Oh.
They are doing a crossover event that looks very cool. And
does Megan wear that one girl's outfit?
No, they have Ash being Faye. Cassidy, formerly known as McCree, who was actually a sexual assaulter, so they changed his name, is Spike. Roadhog is Jet. And Sombra is Ed.
Shouldn't they have made...
Get ready for that. It's coming soon. It'll be very exciting.
Shouldn't they have made Doomfist?
And Trey is doing a hideous portrait of me right now. Because I did one of him. Oh, Connor's gone again. He's back. Connor?
I'm back.
Okay.
Shouldn't they have made Doomfist?
I have had a busy week and I've had not much to play, but I've been picking away at Pikmin 4. I've been sieving away at Civilization 6. And I've been playing a bit of Valheim with the boys. Nice. So that's that. I have just been playing that. So
nice.
Prepare your buns.
Oh, I think my mic is dying.
He's gone again.
Keeps dying. I'm trying to draw you though. That's what I got so far.
Okay, I like it.
I think my mic is dying, boys.
Whoa.
Oh no.
You might need to get a new mic.
I think I'm going to have to. But we're gonna finish this one out. Boys, I've been gaming hardcore this week.
Let's hear it. I was excited to hear about this.
I've been playing a game called Mulatto.
I've heard about this.
Mulatto.
I've heard about
this.
You
guys know
this.
About Mulatto?
Yeah, I do.
All right, Austin, I'm going to give you two things that I think are going to interest you here. You ready?
Oh, okay.
Cards.
Okay, in.
Roguelike.
In.
Okay.
This kind of sounds like Slay the Spire.
It is less complex than that. Well, it's kind of more complex, but less complex. Anyway, so the game works. It's poker-based. That's the conceit of the game. So the way that it works is...
Oh, I saw someone playing this. One of my friends the other day on Discord was streaming some sort of poker game, and I didn't know what it was.
It is very
it's probably
fun.
This.
You are essentially just trying to get combinations of cards with modifiers on them to get X number of points per round. And you play 24 hands, or like 24 rounds, and each of them, there's like 100 modifiers and then 100 other modifiers.
Okay.
There's like 300 or 400 modifiers. And the point is, you just watch numbers get big. So it uses the traditional poker hands, so flush, straight, pairs, things like that. And then you can get these things that are called jokers, which are modifiers to the cards. And so if you play a card, maybe it gives you more chips multiplied by a multiplier. So maybe the joker influences the chips that you get per card, or maybe it influences the multiplier per card. And then you get these things called tarot cards, which allows you to modify the cards themselves. So maybe the card get counts double or triple or something like that. And then you can also increase the amount of points you get per hand. So maybe you get triple points if you play a flush, or quadruple points if you play a double pair, or something like that.
Okay.
But
what?
Go ahead.
What is this on? Switch?
It's on everything. So you can play it on Xbox. You can play it on Switch. You can play it on Steam. You can play it on PC. You got everything. It's
okay.
$14.
I'm in.
So it's not a full priced game. It's super fast and it's really, really easy to get the hang of. I bought it. I started playing it. Jessica looked at it and was very interested in it because it has game mechanics that she's very interested in. And she played it for like a couple hours because she really enjoyed the like, she's more of the numbers person, because you can do a little card counting with it, because you start with a 52, a deck of 52, which you can add cards to and subtract cards from and stuff as part of the game. So you can do a little card counting to try to get the perfect hand of cards to play for the scenario in which you're playing, depending on what you're doing. Or you could just be like me and just play it by ear and just try to make big numbers go big.
So how does the roguelike component come into this?
So you start with a specific deck that might provide you a certain buff. So like a red back deck will allow you to discard one more time per round. A blue-backed deck will allow you to draw one more time per round. A green one gives you like some luck modifiers. The black one gives you extra joker space. Yeah, so the decks change. That's the roguelike. And then you play three people. You do a big blind, a small blind, and a boss blind, which is, that's going to be your three sets of hands that you play per round that you're playing. And each of those has a different objective. Like, each boss at the end of those three has a different objective. So one of them, the one I've lost to multiple times, I've gotten to it, and it requires me to get X number of points, but I can only play one hand. So I have to try to make sure that all my modifiers will get me a specific number of points, but I've lost every time because it's very difficult to only win.
This sounds right up my alley. This has a gameplay loop that sounds like I would just get sucked right off.
Like, the modifiers make the game different. So there are some modifiers that are like, hey, every club you play gets triple points, or every heart you play gets triple points, or if you play only two cards, you get quadruple points. And the modifiers get really crazy. There's a couple where it's like, every time you've played this through your entire run, you get another modifier, like you get an extra multiplier. So I was playing one where I got 40 because I had played 40 pairs in the whole game. And so it was like 40 times whatever, and I got like 1,500 points, or like 15,000 points in one hand.
So it sounds like gambling almost, like you're waiting for that big high.
Kind of, although you can play off of every hand for the most part.
Okay. I'm going to purchase this on my Nintendo Switch as soon as I can.
I think you should. I think you'll really like it, and I can't wait to talk to you about it next week.
Is it simple enough for Trey, or is it a little too advanced?
Trey would be
him?
Able to play it. Trey falls into the me category of gamers in this scenario. You're more of the Jessica type, where you'd be like trying to count cards and figure out what's coming next.
Okay.
I'm not a smart person.
I'm not saying you're That's not a smart person, but I am saying that you might not be as strategic as Austin is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's what I'm into.
Yeah, Austin loves strategy.
Well, let's do Twig.
Okay, let's do Twig. Austin's drawing a very unflattering photo of me right, or picture of me right now.
This week in gaming.
Yay! This week in guttery.
March 3rd, 2015.
Oh, is this, do we already do
Honestly,
Mario
Honestly, you're
Maker?
Not going to get this, so I'll just tell you what it is. The reason I picked it you is because it's me. The original Helldivers.
Oh, really?
Oh, oh we nice. Never would have guessed
No,
that.
But I wanted to bring it up because Helldivers 2, unless you're living under a rock, is like one of the most popular games going on right now.
It's supposed to be really not just fun, but you know, it has that Starship Troopers kind of vibe to it. And I really want to play. I want to get some, if I had friends, people together to play because it seems really cool. Mike, it seems neat. Is there credits or is this just online? Just it's sort of I don't know how does it
so
work.
So it is online, but there is an overall story of these like bug aliens taking over.
Right.
It's not called New Earth, but it's like a funny name, and I can't remember what it's called.
It's got that very Starship Troopers kind of anti-capitalist.
Well,
kind
so
of
what I was
thing
hearing from
on.
My coworkers, they were talking about it today because they play it together. There is like a subversive story happening in it. And so part of the game is while you're defeating these bug-like creatures, there are secondary objectives that are like destroy these rogue broadcasts and stuff. And so if you go to those places, what you find is humans that have been killed. And the like story kind of behind it is that the government that is sending you to wipe out these bugs might have been the same government that let these bugs out to kill these rebels that were putting out anti-government messages via like radio waves.
No way.
Yeah.
I like That's that. Good. You know, I like a game with lore, deep
and
lore.
And then also, people have been talking about, I guess in the tutorial, when you're practicing how to play, the tutorial is part of the story because they're like training the next person or whatever, right? And they release some bugs for you to kill. And the question is like, well, why did the government have access to these alien bugs already?
Right.
Yeah.
And also the other thing is you don't respawn in this game. You just get sent down to the surface again. So it's like, you're just like...
That's fun.
Yeah, you're just reusable clones, I guess.
If my PC computer was good enough, I would definitely be playing this, but I think it requires a pretty hefty computer.
Maybe we can buy it on my PlayStation 5 and you can come over and play.
Is it on PlayStation 5?
Yes, it's a Sony thing. It's like owned by Sony. I hear the servers, they fixed the server issues for the most part.
I don't think they expected it to be this popular.
They did not expect it to be this popular. That's the thing, man, with games, it just, you never know what's going to hit.
It looks very polished, too. Like, I watched some playthroughs of it today. They added some new stuff. They added, like, meteors. So, like, you can be running around on the world, and, like, you'll see, like, a little shiny circle on the ground, and then just hit by a meteor.
I really do want to play this before it kind of
fizzles,
wanes off eventually, you know?
I think you probably, you probably have this month still.
Yeah.
Well, it also, it really just depends on, like, how long they're going to continue to add things to it.
Right.
So,
right.
Maybe skinny Peter Griffin will show up in this game.
Maybe. Skibbity Toilet, right?
Toilet?
Toilet?
March 3rd, 2017.
Huh. Uncharted 4?
That is incorrect.
Oh. This is the Switch and Breath of the Wild.
That is correct.
Oh, awesome. Finally got one.
Yeah, because I remember January that year they announced it, and I burned that date into my head.
I remember coming back from Vegas and picking up the Switch from your house and Adam being there and being very confused about what I was doing. He was like, who are you?
You hadn't met yet in 2017?
I don't think...
What?
Yeah.
No, you guys were already films casting.
No, that wasn't until like 2018 or 19.
Oh. Well, never mind.
Yeah, me and Adam were best friends.
March 4th, 2014.
2014. This is Xbox One era. Is this Master Chief Collection?
That's a good guess. That is incorrect.
Fuck. Gears of War? Collection.
That is also a good guess, but also incorrect.
Conker's Bad Fur Day, the Insane Furry Collection. Right?
Is Banjo Kazooie a funny little guy or a little dude?
Trey is trying to transition into this copyrighted segment.
South Park Stick of Truth.
Oh, okay. I played that.
I didn't realize it was that old.
Yeah, it's old. It's an oldie. It's almost 10 years old.
That's a game that will never show its age because it's just animated the same way
South
as the
Park
show.
Is, kind of.
It's also really good. Like, it is way better
it
than
is.
It had
yeah,
any
very good.
Reason to be. This also comes right on the... I also bring this up because the new South Park game comes out, I believe, next week.
Oh, I thought it was already out.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is out right now as you're listening to this, but...
I do not like the graphics of
the South
Park game.
You don't like that it's a 3D game?
No, why is it 3D?
Because it needs to be for what it is. It's not even the first South Park game to be 3D.
Yeah there was N64 kart racing game or something.
I haven't seen this new one, Snow Day?
Yeah. It's like a Fortnite battle royale type of thing. But you know what? It's probably fine because it's by the South Park guys. So like,
yeah.
Even at the worst, it's probably fine. March
next twig
March 5, 2001.
Ooh, the before times, Trey.
That is the before times.
GameCube was not out yet.
This is
Austin didn't really know what Pure Happiness was yet.
Majora's Mask was 2000.
Yeah. Banjo-Tooie?
Gold and Silver was Pokemon Crystal is my guess.
No, oddly enough, Austin already mentioned this. It's Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Oh, wow.
I cannot believe that you already mentioned that, so I was like trying...
I try to get a squeeze in a Conker mention every few months.
I am the Great Mighty Pooh.
A game I never was allowed to play, so I never
passed.
I don't really
that
know what it even
Trey
is.
Trey is a rude little dude.
He is a rude little dude. Very rude.
That whole game is...
But he was a funny little guy. He started off like
that.
That
whole game is just like, how crass can we be for 2001?
Yeah.
Yeah. Before the incident.
Austin's favorite day.
It's not my favorite day.
It's your favorite day.
It's the darkest day.
No, Austin, marry one, F1, shine. Kill one, Columbine, the Oklahoma City bombing, and 9/11.
Ooh. Marry 9/11. There's just so much juice there. Well, yeah. Fuck Columbine because it's exciting and raw.
It's exciting, okay.
And kill Oklahoma City bombing because it's just, it's, I mean, it's what it is. It's just kind
of
what?
I mean, thousands of people died.
In Oklahoma City bombing?
There was a hundreds or that, I don't know. Hundreds of people
It's like
died?
165.
Also, okay, I believe Timothy McVeigh had just mint chocolate chip ice cream for his final
meal.
He
did, just mint chocolate chip ice
Not
cream.
Not a bad move.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to die. You don't want to die on a full stomach.
The guy who rates death row meals rated that pretty low.
You know
so
what,
I know.
Trey? I have seen that video also.
Yeah. Yeah. I it always pops up when there's a new one. I appreciate it.
I do
it.
Like
that
someone's
algorithm.
Out there doing the legwork.
He's doing the Lord's work, that guy.
Why did Oklahoma City get included in my pool of tragedies?
I think you just need one more tragedy.
I'm not into it, though.
Well, what's your third tragedy?
Atomic bomb.
What did you want me to talk about?
Oh, you know what? You're
the
right.
Killing
you're
fields
right. Atomic
of,
bomb.
The killing fields of Cambodia.
No, you're right. Because he's all into Oppenheimer now.
My
so, yes.
trifecta is 9/11, Columbine, and atomic bomb.
So now,
Mary one, F1, kill one. Oh. The killing fields of Cambodia, Darfur, and...
and the Tet Offensive.
Yeah.
The, and the killing of...
Hotel Rwanda.
The Uyghurs in China.
It's pronounced Uyghur because my dad talks about it a lot because apparently Fox News mentioned it because it's anti-China. I don't know, but it's pro-Muslim, so it's like, where do they...
What about Tiananmen Square? Rank that.
Tiananmen Square.
Tiananmen Square.
Rank it?
Yeah,
rank against,
it. If... Fuck it, marry or kill it.
One night stand.
F1, marry one, kill one. The Russian Revolution, the... Chinese Red Revolution or the what's the third one?
The Ayatollah.
What is
the Arab Spring?
The
yeah.
Give me okay. What were they again? Bay of Pigs.
Bay of Pigs. The Chinese Communist Revolution and the Russian Revolution.
Give me. I'm gonna marry the Bolsheviks. I'm going to fuck Mao. And then what was the third one?
The Bay of Pigs.
Oh, yeah, I'll kill that.
Okay.
Because it sullies my good boy, John
right.
Kennedy.
That's true.
Last one. Marry one, F1, kill one. J. Edgar Hoover. Senator McCarthy. And RFK Jr.
Marry RFK Jr., because he's alive.
You're right.
Fair.
Kill Hoover because
Whoa. He
created an entity that has caused a lot of pain.
He's
not
also
because of his cross-dressing.
Also a cross-dresser.
And then fuck McCarthy because I bet he's fiery in bed.
Nice. Okay.
This is awesome.
And then finally,
right.
This week in gaming, March 9th, 2004. This is for Trey. It's a layup for him. I'm lobbing it up to him, letting him dunk it so hard.
Lost the game.
Was it lost the game?
No, it is Twin Snakes.
No, it's 2004. Oh, okay. That's the remake they made on GameCube.
Tell me everything about Twin
of Metal
Snakes
Gear Solid.
In 30 seconds.
I've never played it. Never played it, but I hear it takes liberties. With
F1,
a lot of
marry
kind of
one,
the,
kill one, Twin Snakes, Snake Eater, and Phantom Liberty.
F1, marry one, kill one, Twin Snakes, Twin Towers, and twins.
Well, we're fucking the twins.
Better be.
Marrying Twin Snakes and killing the Twin Towers because they're already dead, so it doesn't matter.
They're alive in our hearts.
They are. Never
and
forget.
And in the sky when they light up those lights.
We'll never forget.
Anyway, so
and,
Twin Snakes,
we'll see you next
a
week.
Lob to
yeah.
Trey
Twin
that
Snakes.
He proceeded to catch in the air and throw back at me because he wasn't interested.
I am interested.
I never
played it, though. I didn't have it on GameCube. I didn't get into Metal Gear Solid until like 2013 or 14. So I never really had a history with it.
Is this one on the
up.
Metal Gear collection?
It is not. No. Okay. No, it's its own kind of thing because it was on GameCube only, I want to say.
Okay.
I think it was GameCube
only. Okay, I was just wondering.
But, yeah, no,
well,
no.
There
no.
you go.
I've been wanting to play it. That'd be fun
there
to play.
There you go.
There we
finally,
go.
Finally,
we
have one thing left to do for this episode.
What's
we
that?
We have to award the Super Games Cast 64 Game of the Week. Week.
Of the week. I motion on the floor to put forth Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Okay, I like that.
I think it should be Balatro.
I'm going to put, yeah, Trey said Balatro. I'm going to put forth Twin Snakes. So we have to,
there we go.
Have to vote.
We have to convince each other.
Well, I just think Balatro is a current game that Connor's been playing. And
well, Conker's
important.
Bad Fur Day, it's its birthday.
Yeah.
This
Twin
week.
Snakes' birthday as well.
But no one knows what that is. It's a remake of a game. It's a port.
I will vote for Conker's Bad Fur Day if, and only if, Trey will end this episode with the Great Mighty Pooh's song.
You want me to get the lyrics?
No. Like, just play it as the outro.
Okay, I can play that as the outro. Instead of Danny Neely's thing, we're contractually obligated to play each time.
Play it underneath. Play both at the same time.
Oh, God. Jeez. We should have Danny Neely singing the Great Mighty Pooh.
Ah.
That's not a bad idea.
Call him up. Yeah.
All right, well, there you go.
I bet he would
so
do it.
See you next week.
Goes to Conker's Bad Fur Day. Go out and get your Nintendo legal N64 emulator. See,
yes,
I'm tying
legal.
It.
From Yuzu.
I'm tying it back into the beginning.
Very nice. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's end this podcast before we do a 3-hour podcast like EA's. So, see ya.
No, next, let's see Paul Allen's Bad Fur Day.
The Great Mighty Pooh, and I'm going to throw my shit at you. A huge supply of tish comes from my chocolate starfish. How about some scat, you little twat? Do you really think you'll survive in here? You don't seem to know which creek you're in. Sweet corn is the only thing that makes it through my rear. How do you think I keep this lovely grin? Now I'm really getting rather mad. You're like a niggly, tickly, shitty little tack nut. When I've knocked you out with all my bab, I'm going to take your head and ram it up my butt.
Your butt.
My butt.
Your butt.
That's right, my butt. Ugh. My butt. My butt! Ah, you cursed squirrel, look what you've done. I'm blushing. Oh, what a world. Who'd have thought a good little squirrel like you could destroy my beautiful claggy nest? Oh, I'm going! Oh! Ah! No!
Now that's what I call a bowel movement.